Welcome to this edition of Curtain Call on Curtains at 8. I'm your host, Karen Czar, and our guests today are Tom Phillips and Kathy Hobbs. They are with Fantastical Theatricals. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, Karen.
Start with the company, Fantastical Theatricals.
Fantastical Theatricals is, oh my gosh, this year we will actually celebrate our 10th anniversary. We started doing murder mysteries on the train in New Haven, Kentucky. They've got a little train system down there. Mm-hmm. And we developed kind of a little following. We, of course, were still based out of Lexington. At first, we wrote all our shows. But as we moved to Lexington, we realized, you know, there's shows that have already been workshopped and all that. Why are we doing this to ourselves? So we started renting shows, and we got some of the best ones in the country. But now we pretty much focus on Lexington, some of the surrounding counties, and we do several state parks every year.
And the name of the show is Doctor Who is the Murderer?
Doctor Who is the Murderer.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't say it correctly. Yeah.
It's a pun. It's kind of a take on the show that it's parodying, which is the BBC's Doctor Who.
Okay.
And that's the longest running science fiction series in ever.
And that show has quite a following, and so so how are ticket sales going?
They go sporadically. They're really great, and then there's nothing. But that's the way any theater sells.
Right,
and
absolutely.
The fans of this show are generally more apt to do things at the last minute, which can be exciting. But it's better if they can order their tickets in advance because there's arranged seating, you know, because it depends. I have to kind of fit the room like a jigsaw puzzle, depending on the size of the parties. But, you know, it's filling up.
And this show is at the Chop House on Richmond Road. You actually open this weekend.
We open this weekend. This is a second run, and we'll be opening this weekend.
And it runs the 16th, 17th, 23rd, 24th. Mm-hmm. And the matinees are January 17th and the 24th. What time are the performances?
We will seat for 6:30 for the dinner portion of the show and for the evening performances. And then we start the show between 7:45 and 8 o'clock, depending on if people are finished. We don't want them sitting there with nothing to do. And so I'm kind of gauging the room the whole time, seeing where everybody is with their dinner. And then for the matinees, we seat at 11:30, and we'll probably start the show closer to 12:30 because we won't be dealing with appetizers.
Right.
Somewhere between 12:30 and 1.
And the cost of the tickets is $15 plus whatever you order off the menu.
Yeah, and there's no minimum. You can... people can order drinks all night if they want, and we really recommend that. Anything off the menu. If you just want an appetizer and a Coke, that's fine. It's just that's why it's said the way it is. Menu, just something off the menu. Any something off the menu.
Tom Phillips, you are performing in the show.
I am.
Tell us about who you're playing.
Well, I'm playing the Doctor. I'm playing everybody's favorite Time Lord, who makes an appearance in the show, and of course saves the day in his own little way.
How long have you been performing with Fantastical Theatricals?
Actually, my first time was the last time we did this show last summer, last July. Blue Licks was my first time, actually.
And how is this compared to other shows that you've done?
Oh, it's very different. I mean, the whole format is different. The way it's staged is different. You don't have an audience and then a stage. You know, you've got people all around you, and so you use the entire space. And so it's a completely different way of doing theater, you know.
Is this interactive, kind of like the dinner parties that you have, or is it literally you're watching a show?
It's a little more interactive, and the way that I usually do my shows is you can be involved, or you can just sit back and watch.
Right.
I will not make you get up and do a conga line. I hate conga
unless
lines.
You want to.
Well, wait till I leave the room because I hate conga lines. But, it's a whodunit, and they get a chance to solve the mystery with sleuth cards. And if that's all the interaction they want, that's fine. In this particular show, there's a little more chance for interaction with the characters. And we come out beforehand, some of us do, and we kind of gauge the room. While they're having dinner, some of the characters will talk to the audience. And that's usually when we can tell. If they give us trouble, they want to play. They want to be part of the show.
Right.
So, all right. And then we'll go in the back room. We'll say, that guy in the red shirt, you got to get him. You know, we'll do that. And people will set up their friends, too. They'll say, you know, not in a mean way. They'll be like, it's his birthday.
Right.
Fix it. And we do something for it. Not necessarily stand around and clap around them or anything like that. But we usually, you know, do something to make the night memorable.
So if you go to the show, then definitely if you want to be a part of it when you guys first come out, yeah, get cozy with the actors and you'll be a part of it is what
yeah.
you're saying.
But also, too, if you have – you really don't like the spotlight, you really don't like being put on the spot, it's fine to grab an actor's sleeve and say, yeah, I just want to watch the show.
Oh, yeah.
And that's very cool. We really want to know that.
And yeah. it's fun to come in costume, too.
Please come in costume.
Because there's a costume contest.
Now, for people who aren't familiar with the show that's mm-hmm. on TV, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the show is Doctor Who. The character's name is the Doctor. He's a Time Lord. I don't know how old he is at this particular point in his career, but several, you know, hundreds of years old, you know, I guess he was 900 something when it came back out in 2005. But he's a Time Lord, which is a humanoid, long living person who has the ability to travel through time. He can see all of time and space, and he travels around in a TARDIS, which is his spaceship. It's a blue police box on the show, but inside it's an entire spaceship. It's bigger on the inside. So he just goes around the universe having adventures and saving the world.
That's awesome.
Yes.
The worlds. There you go.
The worlds.
Now, if you haven't seen it, but you do want to come in mm-hmm. costume, obviously we have Google. People can look it up. But what are some suggestions you have, either of you?
First off, this show has been seen by several people who had no idea. They still enjoyed the show. We did inspire some people to actually start watching the show because of the way the parody's set up. I do have cards on the table to kind of explain the characters that are being parodied so they're not completely lost. And the show is fun to watch anyway. If you want to come in costume and you don't know anything about Doctor Who, that doesn't mean you shouldn't come in costume. Leaning towards a sci-fi costume would be your best bet, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And lots of kids have come to see the show. I've had them as young as 4.
That's what I was going to ask my next question. Yeah. Is this family-friendly, age-appropriate?
It's been the biggest challenge of Fantastical Theatricals to keep murder family-friendly, but I think we succeed pretty well.
You know, if you got to have a goal in life, making murder family-friendly is an awesome goal, Kathy.
Well, play the state parks, you got to do it.
Exactly. What's been, so you said someone as young as 4. Do they seem engaged when you have some of the younger ones there? Or?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the doctor has a particular tool that he uses all the time called a sonic screwdriver. And you can, of course, buy a replica sonic screwdriver for not too expensive. They're not terribly expensive, under 20 bucks. So one show we had 6 kids in red bow ties and 8 sonic screwdrivers and a Stetson and you know, the girls in the cast were all going, oh, it's so cute. And I had to make an announcement before the show started that there would be no sonicking during the show. It was adorable.
That's so cute. Does it change up a little bit every night? Obviously, if there's some participation, things are going to be a little bit improv'd.
Yeah, it changes up. Just the nature of the show, it changes up. There's always a little bit of improv here and there. And, of course, any kind of live theater is going to morph a little bit here and there.
Right.
Depending upon the audience, depending upon what happens, so.
Do you enjoy that as a performer a little bit more of the improv?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If I'm doing this kind of show, yeah. If I'm doing, you know, Hamlet, then no, I don't want improv. But this is fine.
Let's see through the script when it's Shakespeare.
I think it's the first time that you've been in a show that I've seen you in where mm-hmm. you got to connect with the audience on this level. I mean, you could.
On this level, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're right there. And if one of them got up and got in your face, well, they'd be part of the show.
They'd be part of the show.
They
yeah.
really would.
Yeah.
I will say, though, my favorite improv moment of yours is he was performing in Shakespeare in the Park. And I can't remember, Tom, what show you were in.
Oh.
But you had a bunch of props and you could grab whatever you wanted every night.
Two Gentlemen of Verona.
Yes.
The helicopter.
Yes, the helicopter night. A helicopter flew over because it was right by the hospital. And Tom literally just stops and points to it and stares at it in the entire audience. And they just wait for it to pass on.
It was like a Bayou Tapestry moment. Everyone pointing at the comet.
Yes.
It was just like that.
It was like, you know, for the one time ever being at Shakespeare in the Park, everyone acknowledged that it was there instead of ignoring it. It was pretty fantastic. Who else is in the show, Kathy?
Let's see. Josh Stone, Sasha Halverson, a friend of mine named Mary Browse. Is that it? There's one more?
Well, there's Pete Sears.
There's Pete. Oh, that guy.
The inimitable
the famous
Pete Sears.
Lexington's own Pete Sears.
Yes. Pete Sears, yeah. And then the That redheaded girl.
Oh, that's you.
Oh, that's me. Yes.
Yeah, Kathy wrote the show, directed the show, produced the show, and acts in the show.
But I don't have a big head about it, no.
No, not at all. It's the hair.
You should take on something else. You don't have enough jobs.
No.
Kathy, what's been your favorite thing about developing this company and then this show in particular?
The connection with the audience. It's like nothing from any theater that I've ever worked with. And I love every theater that I've worked with, especially in Lexington. Mm-hmm. But you really do. These people will call me at home. I mean, I've had conversations with the, you know, my regular audience members. And we've gotten to the point where I'll announce to the cast, so-and-so is coming to see the show. Mm-hmm. Yay! You know, and they don't do anything but come to see the show. But the connection that I get with these people and the people who come to the state parks, mm-hmm. I have people who will follow me from one state park to another. And when you see them and they start rattling off everywhere they've seen you, it just blows you away.
The best thing, as you already mentioned, and if you're just tuning in, this is something that's very family friendly. You can take kids as young as four have been to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not good to take a baby because, you know, they can be chatty during a show.
Yeah.
A little crying, not so good. But, yeah, if they're old enough to sit through a movie, they would be old enough to come to this.
A movie and dinner.
Yeah, movie and dinner, correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're looking for something to do, either date night, girls' night out, guys' night out, entire family, this, and you love the theater and you love something that's a little different, then this might be the night for you. Performances are, once again, January 16th, 17th, 23rd, 24th. Get there at?
You want to get there at around 6:30. You do not have to get there any earlier.
Okay.
That's plenty of time from 6:30. Until the time we actually start the show, it's plenty of time to get dinner.
11:30 for the matinees.
11:30 for the matinees, and those are January 17th and 24th. We will have the Fantastical Theatricals website posted at WUKY.org. We'll have a link to that. And if you've been waiting for the phone number to order tickets, that number is 412-1792. Kathy, thanks so much for joining us. Tom Phillips, thanks for being
here. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great time this weekend and during the entire performance. The show, again, is Doctor Who is the Murderer?
Allons-y.
Did I say it right that time?
Exactly right.
Awesome. And it's brought to you by Fantastical Theatricals. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Karen Czar, for Curtain Call on Curtains at 8:00.